Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
All right, Steve, we've got a feel-good story that we've scoured the internet for.
Okay.
And we want to see if your negative, pessimistic attitude can destroy it.
All righty.
It's a little thing we call, can Steve ruin this? Or can Steve ruin it? We find really good stories. He is, I don't know how many times we've done this. You've never not ruined a story.
Yeah, I always find a way to be the negative guy.
This one could be pretty tough to do, but here's how this works. We're going to tell the story. I'm going to tell the story. Steve will either accept it and go, wow, that's actually a feel-good story, or not. We tasked our jingle master, the master of imaging, Richard Murphy. He's also the conspiracy theorist around here. Yep. You may have heard him on the air before. With making a theme song for this, we wanted a quick little, yeah. Can Steve ruin this?
Yeah, it's fun.
He's written 500 different themes.
Yeah, has.
And we haven't even gotten through half of them. So today we've got one called Ye Stalk Something.
Ye Stalk Something.
Yeah, it says Ye Stalk Upon, huh? I can't see the whole title.
Okay.
Apparently he wrote a few specifically for this time of year.
Oh.
For the National Western Stock Show.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So before we let Steve ruin a story, we get to hear one of his ridiculous attempts at a theme song. Here we go.
Howdy, shouty, listen proudly. I can tell you like a happy story. Steve will say some psycho babble. It's like a battle, hold on the saddle. Steve spouts things, deemed insane. Alice 105.9's Jesse James. Sit back, little buckaroo. Let's see if Steve can ruin this too.
Yeehaw!
Ye Stalk Upon Haws is what...
it's a very catchy title. I like the...
All right, here it is. We all know about the government shutdown that's been going on.
Oh, okay.
All government furloughs. By the way, this is a feel-good story. So if you're already like, oh, I'm digging, this is liars, Steve, political, you're talking about, you're pro-Trump, you're pro-Democrat, I'm pro-Trump. We're not pro anything.
Exactly.
This is a feel-good story.
Right.
So unless you're just like Steve, then just listen up.
Good.
Don't ruin the story because it started with the government furlough or whatever. All government workers who are furloughed or working without pay because of the shutdown have been forced to find other ways to stay afloat.
Oh.
One Virginia woman found a great way to deal with her husband's pay stoppage. She won the lottery.
Oh.
Here comes the feel good. Carrie Wells played a Virginia lottery game and won $100,000 plus a new Ford Expedition.
Score.
I want you to know that there's a little part in the story where I already anticipated you ruining it.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to ruin your ruining it.
Okay.
In fact, I can ruin it right now.
Okay.
She won $100,000 plus a new Ford Expedition. This is where Steve comes in and goes, yeah, but you know, when you win a car, you owe the taxes on that car. So it's really, she's doing. But she won $100,000, so she can afford the taxes on the car.
That is true, okay.
And still have leftover money.
I'll give you that.
This was my anticipating, and I don't know if you were already ready to ruin it like that, but...
I had registered it.
Not happening today, mister!
Well, not on that. Yes, that was...
Oh, God, you already...
okay.
She won $100,000 plus a new Ford Expedition. She says, quote, I cried. I couldn't believe it.
That is overwhelming.
Oh, your condescension. Now with a new ride, a lot of extra cash, and some time off for her husband, she plans to take the whole family on a Disney World vacation.
Oh.
Furloughed husband, new car, lots of cash, Disney World. Can Steve ruin this? I say no.
Wow. This one, I'll give you this, buddy. This one is more difficult than the other ones. Because it is.
Taxes paid, man.
Right. I mean, just so many.
Money came at the perfect time.
It did.
They needed it as a family.
Yeah.
Now, not only are they like not struggling, they get rewards for the strife that they're going through.
The only thing I question, though, is if I'm unemployed and my spouse is unemployed and we know we're going to have no money.
No.
Am I going to really run down and take good money, hard-earned money, blow it on something there's a 1 in a billion chances of winning? No! What are you doing?
So,
That's your safety net is, well, I'll just win the lottery then.
I'm just throwing this out there.
What?
The lottery is my 401k program.
See,
so
that's,
you don't get to.
That's not what it's.
Okay. But she's getting it's positive affirmation from a negative. Yeah, she's getting positive yes. results from a negative
Thank
behavior.
You. At least you get
but
it.
But it's still, I still, oh, crap.
I know. What
I
you
thought
doing?
I heard you.
You took your last dollar to the lottery.
Let me tell you something, Steve.
Yes.
I'm going to ruin your ruin.
Okay.
I once knew a little boy who found like $5.
Wow.
And you know what he did with that $5? His family was so destitute.
Oh, no.
Like, his grandparents all had to move in with his parents.
Holy crap.
Like, the whole family's living in there. In fact, all the grandparents were bedridden. They all lived in one bed in the middle of their living room.
Hang on.
He spent the $5 on candy, Steve. And inside one of those...
Selfishly, he bought it for himself.
Inside one of those candy bars... was a ticket that ended up, long story longer,
right.
winning him an entire
okay.
empire,
okay.
a candy-making empire.
Yes.
So you may think okay. it was an unwise because... investment to spend our money on a lottery ticket. I say, Charlie.
He's a moron, too.
Charlie says differently, sir.
He's an idiot, too.
You can't ruin Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't ruin. All right, it's ruined. You're right.
Yeah.
Her family didn't eat that day. But it paid off.
Howdy, shouty, listen proudly. I could tell you like a happy story. Steve will say some psycho babble. It's like a battle. Hold on the saddle. Steve spouts things. Steve insane. Alice 105 dance. Jesse.
This is really.
Sit back, little buckaroo. Let's see if Steve can ruin this too.
He can. Happy stock show.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.